I personally believe that no Christmas is complete without watching a rerun of the movie Home Alone. I absolutely love it. But there's something that I don't love about Christmas, and that's struggling to find some ideas on Christmas gifts. I'm Rian, your honest Santa Claus from IP Dimension, and here's a list of our top Christmas gift ideas. Let's talk Christmas shopping. Can't believe it's this time of the year already. So thank you so much for listening throughout the year, and I hope that this episode will give you some ideas on Christmas shopping. So many of our listeners ask for some ideas on Christmas gifts, and it seems that this might be an increasingly difficult decision to make on what to buy. And if you think about Black Friday and Cyber Monday just being behind us, it might have turned that ideal gift idea that you had into a gift from me to me, and now you're stuck without an idea on what to buy that special person or your kids or whoever it might be that you're buying a Christmas gift for. But here are some ideas that our salespeople shared with me, some things that they think are pretty cool and would spark some interest with you guys. So let's get right into it. Our first idea is to throw out that old LCD television. So let's face it, when LCDs were launched, I remember the Sony Bravia LCD TV. It was a 40-inch LCD TV, and it was a benchmark. It set the standard on LCD TVs. Problem is, the benchmark was so good that they don't break. If they weren't stolen or the weather got the better of them, then they're still working and still in living rooms. And it's time to throw out the old LCD TV. Come on, you owe it to yourself. The nice thing now is that you don't need to replace it with a TV again. Right, so look at the Mercer flat panel display panel. It's a 4K LED flat panel. It's 55 inches in size. And I had the privilege of installing one of these units for one of our clients in KwaZulu-Natal a couple of weeks ago. And man, was that impressive. I was really impressed. Because usually when you get one of these flat panel displays, especially the smaller and lower size LEDs, like the 32 inches, for instance, that they're good, but they're not really bang for buck. So they're cheap alternatives, and they do what they're supposed to do, but it's not that impressive. But this Mercer LED came with Android 6 pre-installed on it. And you know what the nice thing about that is? You can now download apps onto your television. Another advantage of this TV, well, I shouldn't call it a TV. It's a flat panel because it doesn't have a TV tuner in it. And that's the advantage, is that you don't need a television license to run it. Okay, you can connect your decoder or your set-top box to it if you've got one of those. If you don't have one, just download the app. Okay, you can YouTube from it. You can do Netflix from it. Nice thing is, it's got built-in Wi-Fi, so you don't need an additional adapter to connect to your Wi-Fi at home. It's got it built in. Really a nifty piece of equipment. One thing that did put me off from it a bit was the sound quality. So don't expect cinema type sound quality from this display panel. Look, they made it really thin and really light, so they had to save some weight and they had to save some cost somewhere to make it as cheap as it is, and that was in the sound quality. Don't get me wrong, it's not bad. You can do conference calls on it, and the sound quality isn't bad. But if you've got a bigger type of living room where you'd like to host this 55-inch device, sound quality might be a bit bad. And that brings me to gift idea number two. Want to guess? Yeah, a sound bar. Okay, so sound bars are really awesome. Just a word of advice here. Stay away from Bluetooth and wireless soundbars. Some guys will really, you know, have my head for this, But my personal experience on soundbars is the moment you go Wi-Fi or Bluetooth connected soundbars, there's a, I wouldn't say a delay in sound, but you get that, you know, translated foreign movie effect where the lips move and the voice follows a split second after that. And that's a bit irritating. I don't know. It might be pedantic about it, but that puts me off. So I'd go for a soundbar that's connected via cable to your flat panel display, 55-inch Mercer flat panel, if you like, and that brings you a bunch of options. Look, there's some great brands on the market. If you look at JBL or Yamaha or Harman Kardon, those are the names in soundbars. So spend wisely. Don't go cheap. Go a bit more expensive. Get yourself a decent soundbar. And believe you me, you'll be really surprised at what comes from that little soundbar, that speaker set that's just below your flat panel display. It might really give you that cinema experience, and it will deliver bang for its buck. Idea number three, focused on our young ones. So we all know about GoPro cameras and how amazing they are, and that you can deep sea dive with great whites and, you know, whatever, jump over mountains and so forth. But they are expensive. That's the one drawback. So you would probably not want your kids to play with it, especially if you look at the higher end GoPros. They're really expensive, so why not get your kids their own GoPro? I wouldn't say equivalent, but replacement. There are some cheaper models available on the market, and IP Dimension has several of them available. So speak to one of our sales consultants. Get your kid one of these, I don't want to call them aftermarket GoPros, but let's call them a less expensive GoPro. They've got memory slots, so you can insert an SD card in it. Your kids can download the home movies, if I can call it that, or the action hero scenes from them, and keep themselves busy. It's really a less expensive option, and you're not going to be worried about that little camera if it's thrown in the mud or it drops from the roof or whatever your kids get up to. You can use that with ease and with comfort and not worry about a massive price tag attached to it. Really good value for money, and it would put your mind at ease. So speaking about little kids making action hero films, you are probably on holiday at this stage. And I'd like to know if you know the words of your kid's favorite movie off by heart yet. It's time for a headset. So in this department, I can advise you, and I want to advise you, to go the wireless and Bluetooth route. So technology has improved massively in this department. And the nice thing here is if it's wireless, your kids can sit away from the device, away from the TV, away from your flat panel display, or, got their tablet in the hand without a cable. They're not going to fall or struggle over a cable, or, you know, suddenly get up and run to the kitchen to get something, and then there's a cable attached and a tablet attached to the cable, and then the damages are more. So there's no worries about those. And the sound quality on today's headsets are awesome. Really, it's mind-blowing. I think there's a race going on for development in sound quality within headsets. And especially given what we've gone through this year with COVID and Zoom meetings and Teams meetings and so forth, there's really been an investment and R&D made into headsets to further develop them and bring you the best quality and sound. So you can pretty much buy a really decent headset for not too much money. It's really a good investment to make, and it will keep your kids happy. These headsets won't disappoint you, and your kids will love you for it. So it's a win-win situation in my book. Are you ready for some more ideas? Yeah, why not? Let's get into them. Okay, so another favorite from one of our sales representatives is to keep kids busy as well as educated. And that's by getting them a tablet. So remember now, with lockdown, I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. And I think the kids aren't going back to school on a permanent basis anytime soon. There might be a second wave coming and whatever your idea might be around COVID. But fact is that a lot of the education moved to tablets. So invest in a tablet. Now, everybody wants an iPad or iPhone or iWatch, I know, but times are tough and the iDevices are really expensive. Okay, so if the budget's really pressing you, there are more cost-effective solutions when going the Android version. Lenovo, for instance, has a really nice tablet that will be perfect for schoolwork and streaming YouTube videos and watching movies during holidays and so forth. So do yourself a favor, speak to one of our sales consultants and ask them what the options are. And literally, yeah, the screen size determines the price. So the Android software loaded on it, that comes standard, but the screen size will determine the price. If you'd like to go a bigger screen size, obviously it's going to be a bit more expensive, but the lower screen sizes are really cost effective. Invest in getting one of those and maybe ask them about a screen protector too. Remember, our young ones are active. They might drop it. You don't want to crack the screen during the holidays. Try and protect the devices with some rugged screen protectors and rugged covers that would protect these devices. They're not that expensive. They're not in the iPad range, but it's still an investment that you'd like to protect. So get in touch with our sales team and speak about the different protection options for these tablet solutions. And talking about protection, let's talk about a bag, for instance, to keep the technology safe. Anti-theft bags was a topic in one of the previous podcast discussions, and this is a good investment, really. If you look at the anti-theft bags available these days, many of them are waterproof, which is brilliant, especially in South Africa during a rainy season. A lot of them allows for a power bank to be inserted into the anti-theft bag, and they connect to your devices inside the bag, so they keep you connected and charged at all times. So keep them safe, and think about it as a insurance or a first line defense to keep your goods in transit safe. Make an investment here. And the rule of thumb here is to don't be cheap in the anti-theft department. A bit more expensive bag can really add value to the protection part of keeping your devices safe. Keeping those big pocketers out of the device or keeping them protected against rain and so forth. But do the investment here. It's a good investment. And it's not only to be used for technology or your electronic devices. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that you can put in an anti-theft bag. Lastly, maybe, just maybe, you should treat the family to some extra Wi-Fi coverage in the house. So listen to this. I was never an advocate for a brand called TP-Link, but in recent times, TP-Link made some major changes to their wireless mesh repeater systems. I mean, literally, it has our technical department glowing. Okay, they're really happy with these devices. They extend the range of your Wi-Fi within your house like you would not believe. It's a small little device, and the nice thing about the mesh topology is that they repeat from each other and they cater as failover devices for each other. They do some load balancing, they make sure that you get the best coverage, and they're seamless transfer between devices for your connected devices, which means if you've got one of these TP-Link wireless mesh devices on the top floor of your house and one at the bottom floor of your house, there would be a seamless handover. So if you are busy watching a YouTube movie or listening to some audio via Wi-Fi and you're moving between these meshed devices, you won't experience any delay or any buffering between handovers between these devices. Really awesome devices, and they look good too. They're ergonomically designed, they're aesthetically pleasing, so you're going to make everybody in the house happy with these. They're not unsightful, easy to mount, quite easy to set up, and our technical team have done a bunch of them already, and they're ready and waiting for your call to assist you in getting those devices set up. That's a wrap. So from my side, I would like to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Thank you so much for your support during the year and for all the comments, recommendations, and feedback. I read each and every one of them and take them into consideration, and I value them. Remember to speak to our sales team for pricing on all of the ideas discussed in this podcast. They are ready and they're waiting to assist, and you can email them at sales@ipdimension.net. That's sales@ipdimension.net. And as always, you can tell them that your honest IT advisor, Rian, referred you to them. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to bringing you our next episode next year. Have a great day.